Heavenly Father, I come before you with a heart full of gratitude and reverence. You are the Almighty God, the King of glory, the one who reigns forever. I lift up the person watching this prayer before your throne of grace, and I declare in the mighty name of Jesus that every challenge they are facing is broken. Your word in Isaiah 54 verse 17 says that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against them in judgment shall be condemned. I stand on this promise and rebuke every attack of the enemy against their life, their health, their family, and their destiny. In the name of Jesus, I command every barrier and setback to be removed. Your word in Matthew 17 verse 20 declares that if we have faith as small as a mustard seed, we can command mountains to move, and they will obey. I speak to every mountain of difficulty, delay, and disappointment in their life, and I command it to be cast into the sea. Father, you said in Jeremiah 29 verse 11 that you have plans for them, plans to prosper them and not to harm them, plans to give them a future and a hope. I decree and declare that their future is secured in you, and no plan of the enemy shall prevail over their life. Lord, I declare that they are more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens them, as it is written in Romans 8 verse 37. No matter what they are facing, they will overcome because you have given them victory through Christ Jesus. Your word in Philippians 4 verse 13 says, they can do all things through Christ who strengthens them. Strengthen them, Lord, in every area of their life. Let them not be weary or discouraged, but let them rise in faith, knowing that you are with them and will never leave nor forsake them, according to Deuteronomy 31 verse 6. Father, I rebuke every spirit of fear, discouragement, and defeat that attempts to hold them back. Your word in 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 says that you have not given them a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I declare that fear has no place in their heart. Anxiety and worry must leave in the name of Jesus. Let your peace, which surpasses all understanding, guard their heart and mind in Christ Jesus, as it is written in Philippians 4 verse 6 to 7. No matter the storm they are facing, let them find peace in your presence, knowing that you are their refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble, as declared in Psalm 46 verse 1. Lord, I thank you that you are causing all things to work together for their good, just as you promised in Romans 8 verse 28. Even in the trials and challenges they face, let them see your divine purpose at work. What the enemy meant for evil, turn it around for good, just as you did for Joseph in Genesis 50 verse 20. Every disappointment, every setback, every delay, let it be a setup for a greater testimony. Let their faith be strengthened as they wait on you, knowing that those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint, as promised in Isaiah 40 verse 31. Father, I pray that your presence would go before them. Just as you led the children of Israel with a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night in Exodus 13 verse 21, lead them in every decision they make. Let your Spirit guide them into all truth, as Jesus promised in John 16 verse 13. Order their steps, Lord, according to your word in Psalm 37 verse 23. For the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. Let them not walk in darkness, but in the light of your presence. Expose every hidden snare of the enemy, Lord. Your word in Luke 8 verse 17 says that nothing is hidden that will not be disclosed, and nothing concealed that will not be made known. Reveal every trap of the enemy, every deception, every hidden agenda that seeks to harm them. Let every evil plan be uncovered and destroyed. For you said in Isaiah 41 verse 10 that they should not fear, for you are with them. They should not be dismayed, for you are their God. Strengthen them, help them, and uphold them with your righteous right hand. I break every chain of limitation over their life. Your word in John 8 verse 36 says that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I declare that they are free from every bondage, every generational curse, every hindrance that has kept them stagnant. No more delay, no more obstacles standing in their way. Every wall of Jericho must fall, just as it did in Joshua 6 verse 20, when the people shouted and the walls came down. Let every hindrance crumble before them in Jesus' name. Lord, accelerate their progress and align them with their divine purpose. Your word in Amos 9 verse 13 declares that the days are coming when the plowman shall overtake the reaper. Let their harvest come speedily. Where they have experienced delay, let them now experience acceleration. Where they have been held back, push them forward. Open doors that no man can shut, according to Revelation 3 verse 8. I pray for divine protection over their life. In Psalm 91 verse 10, you promised that no evil shall befall them, nor shall any plague come near their dwelling. Cover them, Lord, under the shadow of your wings. Be their refuge and fortress, as declared in Psalm 91 verse 2. No weapon formed against them shall prosper, as promised in Isaiah 54 verse 17. Every arrow of sickness, failure, or misfortune is broken in the name of Jesus. Lord, open new doors of unexpected blessings for them. Your word in Malachi 3 verse 10 says that you will open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing they will not have room to contain. Let favor locate them. Let divine connections come their way. Let opportunities for advancement, promotion, and increase be released to them. Your word in Deuteronomy 28 verse 12 says that you will open the heavens, the storehouse of your bounty, to bless all the work of their hands. Let their hands prosper in everything they do. I pray for renewed strength and endurance. Your word in 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9 says that your grace is sufficient for them, for your power is made perfect in weakness. Strengthen them, Lord, where they feel weak. Lift them up when they are weary. Fill them with the endurance to keep pressing forward, knowing that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but time and chance happen to them all, as written in Ecclesiastes 9 verse 11. Lord, I pray for divine provision and abundance. Your word in Philippians 4 verse 19 declares that you will supply all their needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I declare that lack is not their portion. I declare that financial struggles are broken in their life. Let them experience supernatural provision. Just as you provided for Elijah through the ravens in 1 Kings 17 verse 6, provide for them in unexpected ways. Father, I seal this prayer with thanksgiving. Your word in Psalm 100 verse 4 says to enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. I thank you for answered prayers. I thank you for victory. I thank you for breakthroughs, healing, and restoration. I declare that they will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, as written in Psalm 27 verse 13. Lord, I declare that they are blessed, highly favored, and victorious in Christ Jesus. No plan of the enemy shall prevail against them. They will walk in divine health, peace, and prosperity. They will fulfill their destiny and live a life that brings glory to your name. In accordance with 3 John verse 2, I declare that they will prosper in all things and be in health, even as their soul prospers. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness. Thank you for watching over your word to perform it, as written in Jeremiah 1 verse 12. I declare that it is done. I decree and establish these prayers in faith, believing that they are answered. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray, Amen.